The immediate heckling and violence by Bolsheviks and Social Democrats against the small German Workers' Party forced Hitler to build a corps of ex-servicemen to protect meetings of the fledgling party. In the summer of 1920, this was formalized as the Ordnertruppe under Emile Maurice, which disguised itself as the gymnastics and sports division of the party. The Ordnertruppe was officially renamed to Sturmabteilung on October 15, 1921, now under the command of Johann Ulrich Klintsich. Both Klintsich and many of his brown-uniformed stormtroopers came from the Free Corps. Now that the Nazis had the brawn they needed to survive the onslaughts of their Bolshevik and socialist cousins, they could also take the game to the next level and adopt the socialist tactic of disrupting the activities and organization of other parties, and to effectively organize their own public marches and demonstrations. The tiny Nazi party with a tough leader was now a full-fledged, tough socialist party. One must be fair to the socialists in the sense that they had borrowed some of the techniques from fallen European monarchists. Taking it far beyond that to emulate their Russian cousins would have to wait until they achieved political power in Germany. At least the socialist and military origins of the Nazi Party gave them these critical strengths. That was not the case for the hapless mainstream, middle-of-the-road German political parties who, although they were collectively dominant, had consciousness that disadvantaged them in hard competition. Of 30 million votes for the January 19, 1919 elections of the National Assembly, Social Democrats obtained 46%, giving socialists the largest block of the votes, but not the majority. The two main middle-class parties obtained a combined 38% of the votes. These two middle-class parties were the Roman Catholic Church's Center Party and the Democratic Party, which included the left wing of the National Liberals. Both parties professed support for a moderate, democratic republic, though there was considerable sentiment for an eventual restoration of the monarchy.